that saves the world, episode 9. And today, we're gonna have a good time. Oh yeah, that's my trigger. Let it straight from the heart. We got Cassie.
Thanks.
We got Harper.
Hey.
And we got that beautiful son of a gun, Brogan.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get started. Now, before we begin this episode, we would like to make an announcement. Unfortunately, longtime TV West Saves the World collaborator Tarek will not be appearing in this episode because he's eaten too much bread and has a really big tummy ache. Now it's time for that beta badger Brogan to give us some retractions, because believe it or not, when you let people scream into a microphone, occasionally they say the wrong things.
Thank you, Trayton. So basically, in this short segment, this will not be recurring, I would just like to point out some mistakes that we made in our last episode, episode 8. And probably the first and foremost largest is that Tarek misrepresented the date of the Logan Paul 2 versus KSI match, which was held on the 9th of November and has therefore already occurred. He does have some results from that match that we will be reporting on today, but he will not be actually talking in today's episode. Currently, that's the only mistake we made last time, and let's hope it doesn't happen again. Back to you, Trayton.
And now, it's time for the big boy Baka to give you his advice, because he thinks he has authority over others. Take it away.
Thank you, Trayton. Well, for today, we're going to talk about a question that came into our DMs on the Instagram. That's where people have been sending all of these questions. So this one was actually right in our wheelhouse. I think that's why we got this question. And this was somebody, a junior girl, asking the following. Should I start a YouTube channel? What do you think? So, you know, I thought about this. Of course, we have a YouTube channel. That's what we're primarily known for. And my attitude about YouTube and other social media creative spaces is it's a good idea to have something out there, you know, a place where you get to express yourself and be creative. But where I would urge caution is anytime you're putting yourself out there, so your name, your face, anything like that, just seems a little too risky at this age. Any thoughts?
Make communist propaganda videos. We need the working class to rise up. Glory to Karl Marx! Glory to the revolution! Down with the bourgeoisie!
Thank you, Trayton. Brogan?
Well, I actually did run a YouTube channel for a good solid year, and I had a good run, and then I ended up splitting it into three, and then that upkeep just became too much, so I broke it off. But I was all under a fake name, and I never really gave away the location, but basically the only people who really watched it were people who already knew me, so that kind of made it pointless. But I would say, if you know the risks and you have content that you think people are going to be willing to see, I would say go for it. Mm. Just have equipment, have a plan, and know the ins and outs of YouTube, because they are changing their terms of service on December 5th, 2020.
Whoa.
Did you
read it?
Yeah, like, did you hear the thing where it's like, if you like are costing YouTube money, basically, like they can just terminate your channel? Like,
it's if you're not commercially viable.
Yeah,
which
that's
is,
what I mean.
Purposefully vague, so that they can basically, if you're not making enough money, or if you're not really helping the platform move forward, they can terminate your account with little to no notice.
Thanks a lot, Susan.
It's for people who upload like 12 hours of a blank screen while Jingle Bells.
Well, yeah,
plays
but
in the
another
background.
Thing that YouTube also does, it's like it censors ideas, it like doesn't agree with, like it wrongfully terminates channels. Like if you even have like, it does not understand fair use. If you have even a second of copyright, like even if it's fair use, you're still going to get taken down. Like, YouTube has just become a disaster recently. And the fortunate thing is, since it's such a big platform, there's no other platforms we can go to where you can get the same, like, audience. You can't go to, like, daily videos.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus does not have an upload
debuts
feature,
today.
Baka.
Yeah, but Disney Plus is it's supposed to completely disrupt the thing. But I was reading a couple articles that are saying because they're bundling it with a new Verizon plan, is it actually gives Netflix a free year to catch up, because that means that Disney isn't getting any money for it. So that way, people can still pay money for their Netflix account, and they're not paying extra to get Disney Plus. So it depends on who they choose after that trial.
We'll hold off on that. Maybe save that for trends. Any thoughts about YouTube, Harper?
I think that if you, like Brogan said, like if you know the risks about like putting yourself out there, it can be scary if you do get actually popular and you like make mistakes, people are not gonna like you. So just keep that in mind. But I think if you really wanna do it, then you should do it.
Carson?
I think YouTube can be kind of cool, but then like really dumb sometimes, because I don't know, it's a really weird platform. Like everything is always changing.
Yeah.
Like the type of things people make. I don't know. If you want to do it, do it. But then you also have to know how to do it too. And like how to upload, like when to upload, kind of stuff like
that. Good call. Well, this concludes our segment, Advice with Baca, but we do want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Today's advice segment sponsor is tape. Do you ever have two things that you need to stick together?
Oh, boy, do I.
Yeah, tape will stick those things together and make it really hard to remove them again.
For real? You are joking. How could a product this good exist?
For a limited time only, if you go to Tape's website and you just enter the promo code TV West Saves the World, you can get a discount on tape, and they will ship it right to your door.
Now I can stop using grapes because we have tape.
I have one question.
Tape, it holds the world together. Yes.
Is tape waterproof?
Some of it is.
Good to know. Thank you, Mr. Baca.
Wait, why can't we just use glue?
It's very competitive.
People don't know what glue is yet. Shh.
It's the moment you've all not been expecting. Time for another segment of that beloved classic, Garfield Opinions. Now, for those of you who don't know what we do here, each one of us is going to give a Garfield opinion. Keep in mind, the segment might run a little long because I got a big one today. My Garfield opinion of this episode is, Garfield isn't a comedy. Garfield is a tragedy. There's this inherent tragedy with the Garfield character because some might think he's on top of the world, you know, happy. But in reality, he isn't. And it's not diets or not being able to eat that's making him sad. It's his own self-worth. He feels alone. He feels like the world has betrayed him, like it hasn't done him good or something, you know? And to counteract this, he lashes out at the world. He abuses those close to him and never really appreciates him. But here's the thing. No matter how many times Odie gets kicked off a table, no matter how many humiliations he has to suffer, Odie always gets back up. He's always happy. And that doesn't make Garfield happy. It makes him even more angry that Odie can somehow have this happiness that he so much desires. And he thinks it's because Odie is dumber and inferior to him. But really, Odie is better off. And before this, he used to have a target who he could always make fun of, who would never get happy. John Arbuckle. Garfield could always call him a pathetic loser, laugh at how he couldn't get a date, and mock him endlessly. But now, even John's happier than Garfield. Now that John has a partner, he's become a better person. He's grown, he's developed. But Garfield, even as his relationship, it's almost the same. He doesn't know how to make real connections because he's too absorbed with himself. Some might critique John getting a girlfriend as, oh, they're just, it ruins the strip because now we don't have the John Garfield dynamic. But I think this is sort of an artistic choice to kind of show how the Garfield character is still alone, isn't happy, the inherent tragedy of him. Now Garfield doesn't have anyone to mock or make fun of. Everyone, he thinks the world's against him when really it's he who's against the world, shunning it, shunning others because he thinks he's better. But deep down, all he wants is to be happy. But can anyone truly be happy? Can anyone?
That's tragic.
Let's open up discussions. Harper, what are your thoughts on this? Because,
okay,
I mean, that was a good philosophical
I got some
thing.
Thoughts from for this.
Really philosophical.
I appreciate your willingness to to dwell in the depression of Garfield. But
and eloquence as well. I mean, you got to admit that was a really well composed segment.
That really was.
Thanks
but,
for filling up the runtime.
But
that's what we're hoping for.
I think that, you know, with every like kids show, even if it's not like a kids show, like if you take like Rick and Morty, that's not really a kids show. It's kind of just like a cartoon,
right?
We're not
getting into Rick and Morty.
Okay. But all I'm
playing
saying is
an
that
adult
what?
Channel.
I showed
Here
Rick and Morty
all,
to my preschooler.
All
what are
I'm
you
saying.
About?
Shouldn't have done
all
that.
All I'm
trading.
Saying
shouldn't
is that every kids show, cartoon show has some other deeper meaning in it. Yeah.
Well, mainly it's just pedantic jerks looking too deeply into things when really it's just a fat cat who likes lasagna.
I think you were going a little deep.
Oh yeah, that's always the big theory. So and so is in a coma. Oh, remember Jimmy Neutron?
Is it?
Have you guys heard the one about Friends?
No.
What about Friends?
Has anybody watched Friends?
I've watched Seinfeld.
Okay.
That's a good show right there, Trayton.
Have you seen that clip where it's like
has anybody watched Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No.
No, but have you seen that Seinfeld
clip?
Look, Harper,
so
uncultured. We can't be as cultured as you.
But guys,
that's
you know
not
what?
Possible.
Friends is not Hold cultured on. At all. Friends yeah, is the most not. Basic show in the world, but Curb Your Enthusiasm is like
anything
amazing.
Can be detailed as long as you're an English teacher.
Okay. Okay. But okay, I have something to say about English chords? Teachers.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead, Trayton.
Have you seen that clip from Seinfeld where it's like George Costanza and like basically someone won't let him use a phone and it goes to his dad like, you know, we're supposed to be living in a society. We're supposed to be civil. No one respects what they're today. And this is like in the 90s, way before the Joker. Look up Society Seinfeld. That's a real clip and it's funny.
The Joker's been around for well over.
I mean, our
Jerry Seinfeld.
Hold on. Rogan, I mean our society
that's
Joker.
That's who it's named after, I'm pretty
like,
sure.
Like, I mean the Joker that's like, we live in a society. That's what I mean.
Right. Yeah.
But it was the, I forget his name. I think it's Newman or something.
Paul Newman?
Yeah, the big boy.
The guy who makes the Fig Newmans?
No.
Fig Newton.
So, you know how Jerry has, you know the guy with the glasses?
Jerry Seinfeld? He doesn't wear glasses.
No, the guy from Seinfeld.
George.
Yeah, wait, his name's George Costanza? I thought that was the actor.
No, that's his name.
Huh. I got it. Right.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Amazing. We love it.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say something about English teachers. I appreciate them a lot, you know, because it's hard class to teach.
I would say that's a good example of filling time because you can talk.
But,
in my English class, we talked for the entire class period about one paragraph. And that's just the way it is.
This is just what I have to say.
It's really critical reading and deep thinking.
Some, I don't even know, like short stories, poems, books, like English teachers will just really go there. Like they'll just be like,
well, it depends on who you get.
Curious George
is
a metaphor for
basically all English
purgatory.
Teachers because, like...
What about Mr. Neal? He didn't...
That's an allegory you're
thinking
of,
Neal
not
was
a metaphor.
We know.
But, like, he didn't teach us anything, though.
Yeah, but...
I think you
have to be a certain type of person to be an English teacher. Like
that is
you,
true.
You really gotta find the deeper meaning in
You gotta like to be a teacher.
What I'm wondering what outside of class and like school do they do? Like what else do they think about critically? Like are they like, where did my food come from and what does that mean? What were these people's lives? Like I would imagine that kind of thinking leads people to like go on these crazy trips.
No one's
like,
the placement of these sandwiches. Rich ingredients is a metaphor for capitalist tyranny and the rise of Benito Mussolini.
I don't think anyone thinks
the
about that.
I really
was
must
genuinely
disagree.
Just writing about like
whatever happened.
Like he didn't, or he or she like didn't even want to have a deeper meaning in it.
He was like, yeah, it's good, it's fine.
They're just like, you know what? I want to write about an apple.
The apple
and then the English teacher would be like,
then train the, here would be like,
the red apple is a symbol of communism.
The bloodshed of society.
Like the Red Scare. That happened to me.
A lot more sense.
I was looking on we had to read Grapes of Wrath.
Mm. Oh, yes.
And I was researching some stuff for it because I had to do it for, like, an assignment or whatever. But, like, there was, like a passage written by, like, an English teacher. And they were like, yeah, the red color obviously symbolizes this.
His shameful
and they, like,
past.
It was, like, about the American economy during that time period because, like, it was just completely not okay during that time period.
Right.
But, like, they'll do that with, like, anything. And it's just, like, really?
Is that true?
Like, does everything have to be philosophical?
The color purple in Barney is supposed
to be. It technically doesn't, but, I mean, I think they do that just to, like, achieve the effect. My question is, all these authors who are dead, mainly, like, Shakespeare, I would say, if we, like, were able to interview them and ask them what they truly meant their books to mean, I would guarantee at least some of them would say that their intended meaning is a lot different. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Well, it's because our society is different today.
Well, I know that, but I mean, like, the themes, like, for example, in Mice and Men, that's during the Great Depression. Yeah. There's, like, the economical things make sense because, like, we're in a Great Recession. But, like, for example, the money is different. Like, $50 per month, that would be highway robbery for, like, the amount of work that they're doing. But nowadays, it's more like that wouldn't make any sense, especially in Utah, because you don't really find that many ranches, especially in the urban part.
Yeehaw!
Right. But the theme in, at least some of the themes that we discussed in class were, like, isolation and the failure of achieving the American dream. But I think, couldn't it just be possible just to write a story about something and just have someone take it at face value? Or has that just become too difficult in our modern society because we just want to interpret things for more than they are so that we can, like, lie to ourselves and be like, there is more to life than this.
Can I tell a story?
Go ahead.
So, like, one of the Beatles, I think it was either John Lennon or Paul McCartney, don't know which, don't care. But anyway, like, they found out, like, English teachers were having kids read Beatles lyrics and analyze them. So what he did was then he wrote The Walrus and was like, he completely made it intentionally vague and mysterious, like a bunch of nonsense. So people would think, oh, you see this, but when really it had no meaning. And, like, people came up to me, oh, The Walrus is a metaphor for John's personal struggles or something like that.
Right, but that's like a whole genre of music is just like the mystery of, like, life in general.
Or you could just be like, the interpreter could just be totally off. Like,
because like sometimes things can just be at face value and people don't take it at face value because they want to dissect it because it gives them something else to do.
Yeah, or
like, and all it gives them a deeper connection to it.
Exactly, a deeper connection. And that's why, like, people are like, have, like, Beatles shrines and, like, really worship them, even though, like, it's not really a thing anymore. I think that's the ideology that stems from, that necessity stems from.
Or that whole theory they came up with, like, in these Beatles songs, if you reverse them, you can hear them saying Paul McCartney is dead or whatever. Like, that was a big conspiracy theory back in the day.
I remember that. Well, okay.
And they were like,
I mean, okay, if you think about it.
That's the actual thing that people think it says.
If you were, like, a really big celebrity or, like, musician or something, and you made a song and you, like, purposely, or your producers purposely made it so that if you made it go backwards or whatever, it would say something scary, people would, like, listen to your song more and then you'd get more money. So it kind of makes sense, but, like, it's also, like, why would you do that?
But yeah, but they weren't even intentionally doing it.
I would think it is for money,
you know,
because
saying?
If more people want to understand it, then they're going to purchase more. Because now in the digital world, it's a lot easier to get your hands on
things. Well, and it's not just like
now you can basically buy anything in the world just from your computer at home.
It's not just like money; it's like just popularity.
Yeah, popularity, just like getting the word around, and that's what we're trying to do. But I don't really think we're pushing the popularity thing much. We've only had a couple of ads on TV West.
TV West is actually a metaphor for socioeconomic trends during the late 1970s.
But we're kind of blatant about that.
I think it's just a lot of high schoolers.
You are wrong, Carson. I know better than you.
Please stop touching my leg.
Oh, sorry.
You're fine.
Okay.
I think that if you really want to go into a deepness about TV West is it's, I wouldn't say it's like a metaphor for anything, but it's more just like,
it's not.
Well, right, but then again, you could argue it's not just as simple as a bunch of high schoolers mulling around trying to make a grade, because some people might actually make this a career, right? And that's a viable career option, because as media becomes a more and more frequent thing in today's world, then, like, we need to support that, and I think that's why they came up with this idea for the CTE program in the first place, and that's why we're all here. So evidently some of us like this, or else we wouldn't be here.
Oh, I absolutely hate this.
Why?
Because I did not think this segment out. Never mind. I'm bored. Can we please
I feel like you can elaborate.
Okay.
Hey, please elaborate, Trina. We would all love to hear.
It was supposed to be a just quick joke and we moved
okay,
on
a
to
joke?
Whatever
okay.
we
were good. It's a joke, guys.
All right.
Oh, can I tell a joke?
But actually, let's just make that a segment. How about we just introduce Carson as doing jokes?
Oh, and now it's time for that calcium cabbage, Carson, to give us some of his hilarious humor. I'm rolling on the floor in laughter. You get what you deserve. Gun sound effect. Everyone runs screaming from the show.
In this,
I was just trying to do a Joker reference.
It was another Joker.
Okay. And now, jokes with Carson. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was actually doing sports.
But you can also do jokes and, like, make it sports.
I can't. Okay.
Yes, you can, Carson. You can do anything you put your mind to.
Fine. What's going on? Swimming is coming up really soon. I know the swimming coach, Coach Casey. If you want to join swimming, go talk to him.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Tech wing.
Yeah, tech wing.
I just had PE and I just saw him last period. Hope he's doing well. Shout out to Mr. Coach.
Coach Stubbs.
Yeah.
Casey. And Coach Groves. And Coach
Stubbs.
Put
me in, Coach. Yeah.
Coach Stubbs is like the coolest.
He's the coolest, but he's...
Sometimes he...
And he's fair, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's facts.
Because he's even to all the classes, and especially his own class. Like, for example, all of us today, we had to do ladders for not answering the right basketball questions.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Can I backtrack a bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, go ahead.
So, you know how we were talking about people giving things deeper meanings?
Yeah.
Well, the same happened with a Garfield Halloween storyline, in which Garfield wakes up in an abandoned home and realizes it's been years since John and Odie were there. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, Garfield's been dead for years, but his ghost is connected to the house.
Is this like a dream that he had or something?
No, well... It's sort of played like that. It's not really a given, but Dim Davis is just like, no, Garfield isn't dead, guys. It was just supposed to be spooky. Relax.
So he's not actually dead, just to clarify.
Not actually dead. Like, it was just like Garfield wakes up, and then he's like, I don't want to be alone, and uses denial, and John and Odie are somehow back. Like, right. It ends pretty vaguely.
Okay, that's good.
Speaking of spooky Garfield stuff, okay. I remember, I bet you could tell me what this was. But right. It was a...
Okay. I'll bet
it was
could,
like
too.
A episode from, like, an old Garfield show.
Like Garfield and Friends?
I think so.
Or was it one of the specials?
It was like an old Halloween special.
Is it Pirate Ghosts?
No, they go camping and...
Oh, Garfield goes rough or something.
Yeah, something. Oh, yeah, it was that.
We found the right
like,
show.
Doesn't go crazy? I remember watching
I think,
that
don't they get attacked by a panther or something?
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
do.
The spookiest thing in that was John's banjo skills. If you haven't listened to that, John... Man, John Denver could go down a lake. John is... The best banjo player of all time, Steve Martin. You can go to.
You do realize John Denver is dead, and like we should like pay our respects, right?
Oh, I thought he was still alive.
Nope, he's not. Moment of silence John for John Denver.
Country roads, take me home.
Trayton, I have one question.
I'm trying.
Do you know what a moment of silence is?
Well, I thought the moment of silence was over. I was trying to pay respects by singing.
Then that would have
song.
Been like
it's
a half second of moment of silence.
Okay, moment of silence two for John Denver.
There we go. Okay, that's it.
Rest in peace, my boy.
John Denver.
All right, Trent, I have a question for you.
All right.
What? Why are you so invested into like the big Garfield meme?
Like, why do you
even
like
a meme?
It
it's just Garfield.
Well, I think it's something not a, you like a lot.
It's not a meme. I think it's just he's interested in like the Garfield genre because he's turned it into an art form. He's made Garfield like.
Let's let him answer that.
He's made it a subculture of TV West. So I would like to hear more about this, please.
Well, like I think. It's probably just because Garfield was a big part of my childhood. Like, I had a Nintendo Wii as a kid.
How so? Are there Garfield video games, Trayton?
Yes, there are, but I never played them. Well, except for Garfield Fun Fest for a DS. But here's the thing.
Did they have the dinosaur level?
Was it good?
No.
Oh.
I think it's a pretty good game.
Did it follow the canon storyline for the
from
comics
the movie?
And the movies? Yes.
From the movie?
And the comics.
I think it portrayed the movie very well, but that's not my point. As a kid, there are multiple things. As a kid, at a Goodwill, I got this big Garfield book. I remember playing a claw game at an old diner where you like got multicolored Garfields. And as a kid, I had a Nintendo Wii, and that Nintendo Wii had Netflix. And this was back when.
Which, like, by the way, it doesn't have it anymore. They discontinued months ago. It's so sad because I got a Wii, and it's just like Netflix doesn't work. Neither does the Wii Shop. I'm so sad you can't get games anymore. I'm so sad.
But Netflix doesn't work here. And it makes
it does
me.
Work. I got it to work on a computer in my German class, and I was watching.
Okay, maybe
I was watching.
Maybe it doesn't work on your phone, but I feel like it should work
in
on your
class,
phone.
Which, to be fair, was during free time.
I can't.
Don't want to be prosecuted.
I can't use it with the school's Wi-Fi. Obviously, I can't use it with the VPN on because it's like
you just have to reload it until it works.
Okay,
really?
Because what happened was I found a subnet and that was able to like turn into like the connection was reset instead of like the block list page, and once you get to that thing, as you know, on the Macs here, you can just hold Command R, and then when it says establishing secure connection, you can actually get through, but like certain things don't load. And then it actually went through, and I was able to log in, click the account icon, and start watching the stuff on my list. So
all right.
Anyway, sorry for interrupting. Go
it's not
on.
That hard. All you have to do is like change the proxy settings in Chrome.
Anyway, as a kid, I had Netflix on my Wii, and back then, they had the first two seasons of Garfield and Friends, and the first two seasons of Garfield Show, which they still have. And here's a side note.
I love the Garfield Show. It's my favorite show.
I think it is one of my favorites, but it isn't as good as Garfield and Friends, but Deaths of a Salesman, that episode is really good. But anyway, by the way, recently they added season 4 of the Garfield Show on Netflix. So we have 1, 2, and 4. They still haven't added season 3 for some reason. I want to see the episode Online Arbuckle
is
where Garfield films embarrassing videos of John
Trayton,
and posts them online.
Trayton, is
that's
it,
a real episode.
Are you outraged?
I'm outraged! Netflix, how could you betray us Garfield fans?
Trayton. Trayton, I muted you because you screamed again.
Sorry.
So, Carson, what did you say?
Are you outraged?
Okay, so say that. Are you outraged? Just say it.
Well, didn't you get it?
Just say it. No,
just
I didn't get it because you're.
Are you outraged, Trayton?
I am beyond outraged. I can't believe Mr. Netflix did this to us. They should take away his doctor's degree. This is unbelievable.
By the way,
is why Disney Plus is beating you, Netflix.
It's not beating them even close.
It's going to someday.
It's only the global launch and they don't have very good projections because even though Disney has like a lot of content, they can't add it all at once because they don't have the servers capable of handling that much data. And Netflix has like data centers all over the world, and they have so much content that I don't think Disney would ever be able to make enough content to match them. Harper, could you look up for us who's the CEO of Netflix? Because I think Trayton wants to say a little message to him about Netflix.
I want to say one thing.
What?
Netflix originals kind of suck now.
Well, that's
you think
straight
your
back.
Life's hard? I'm a high school junior wearing size 13 Nikes.
Because the thing
men's
about
size 13
the thing
Nikes.
About Netflix originals.
Reed,
we're not
the CEO
talk about
of Netflix. Netflix is Reed Hastings.
Okay, that's cool. But the thing about Netflix originals is that they're all made by independent film crews and they're just commissioned by Netflix. So you get like the branding and like the backing and the financial
Netflix
filming
doesn't choose. They don't choose anymore. They just pick up whatever film they can.
They
pick
don't.
Up.
It's not like they pick up whatever they can.
It's
pick
quantity
up, like,
over quantity.
Yeah,
but I mean quality over quality.
It's quantity over quality. That's what it is.
Yeah, Carson, get it right.
We're banned from this podcast.
But there
get
are
get out of this room, Carson.
Like, we're not gonna make him do that because he's a nice person.
There
Fine.
Are multiple, like, really, really good Netflix originals, though.
Yeah.
Let me give us a couple of examples.
I'm pretty sure Big Mouth is not that bad, and Big Mouth is very good.
Yeah, Big Mouth is a. I think it's an original, is it?
Yeah, it is.
I think so. Let me
know. I know because of the preview on the front page.
I don't know.
Trayton is getting a little freaked out right now.
I don't really like Big Mouth. It's
too relatable for him.
Yes, Big Mouth is an Netflix
original. No, it's just because they don't feel.
Okay.
Haunting of Hill House is really good.
Right. See, it's...
And that's Netflix version?
It's just like with everything. There's some good, there's some bad.
Queer Eye?
Yeah, personally, it just doesn't fit my taste. Queer Eye? I don't like it. I haven't watched Queer Eye.
What about ones that were like on in the past but are gone now?
What were the two?
Mindhunter is good. Okay. That's Netflix original.
That's good.
I don't even know what a Mindhunter is.
A mine hunter.
I haven't watched Black Mirror.
BoJack Horseman.
Black Mirror is a big
one. BoJack Horseman is good.
Black Mirror is good.
Yeah.
Is that a Netflix original?
Okay. I don't.
Black Mirror was.
I don't think it is. Black Mirror
is not. Like it started off as a non-Netflix original, but then it got picked up to become a Netflix original.
I just have to say the last season that they came out with is not.
Like, the last episode is basically just a Disney Channel original movie.
Oh, the one with Miley Cyrus?
No, the one where it's like a pop star and it gets turned into a robot and now they have to defeat the pop star's evil aunt.
I'd watch
that. Yeah, that's the one with Miley Cyrus.
That sounds a little bit like Cinderella, you know?
Is this? I think we were not expecting that.
Evil aunt, evil stepmother, not much difference there. Disney, copyright, strike for Netflix.
Okay,
Wait, hold up. What's your guys' opinion on Hulu?
I don't know, because Hulu offers ad-supported plans.
Yeah, I like Hulu.
But you still have to pay for it, which is kind of lame. But they do have a good selection of content. Like, they have, like, the entirety of Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I love watching Adventure Time regular show. What else?
Well, they don't have all the seasons of the Garfield and Friends. They only have, like, up to season 3, I think.
Mm. Well, that's still enough content to last you for, like, a good solid weekend.
Recently, they started releasing DVDs, like, re-releases of Garfield and Friends, where it's, like, full season DVDs. I say buy them because here's the thing. We're up to season 2 right now. If enough people buy these DVDs and they think, oh, there might be a profit, we might get season 3, season 4, season 5 all again. Because here's what DVD things do. They'll release like the complete series of the Chameleon or whatever. And if a lot of people buy it, they're like, all right, season 2. But what if season 2 is a very unpopular season? Not as many people buy it. And then they're like, all you people that want season 3 and 4, never mind.
Okay.
I hope you live in Britain.
All right. So I think everyone listening to this podcast right now should go to garfield.com, type in the promo code TVWest Saves the World, and you can get a free shipment both seasons 1 and 2 of Garfield and Friends, the full season DVDs, and that way you can sponsor the attempt to get season 3 on DVD.
Now it's time for the Brogan. I already used the pun earlier for this episode with his red and black throwback. Yeah.
All right, so hello, West High School. In front of me, I have the April and March 2019 issues of The Red and Black, which, as we featured in episode 8, is our school newspaper. Now, March 2019 was the protest on climate change. That is the headline here, and it is the youth strike for climate. And the article is written by Nolan Carpenter, and he writes, after leaving the youth strike for climate last Friday, I came to realize, along with many others, that students across the world are not ready to back down. Now, we can still see this common theme today, you know, because this is a recurring theme, and we're quickly approaching the threshold for the irreversibility of climate change, so I think we should step forward with that. The other headlines that are featured in this issue says, is Utah suffering from a teacher shortage, which I hope has changed. West's reputation for fights, and is that legitimate? The 2019 Oscars, a disappointment to say the least. SheTech, Harvey, which was the school musical, either that or the play for last year. The Salt Lake Stars win state, which I think is our basketball team that's in the minor league. And Hollywood, running out of ideas or onto something, which is right on the money, in my opinion. And the do's and don'ts of Spirit Bowl. Your thoughts?
Yes, fights do happen at West.
Yeah, but is it legitimate to give a reputation?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, fights happen everywhere.
Yeah.
Like anywhere you go.
So, Now Carson will read us the April 2019 issue of The Red and Black.
Robotics made semifinals. What else? The school to prison pipeline. I'm not gonna lie, these are kind of boring. Avengers Endgame, most anticipated movie ever. Wait, how old is this? It just seems like there's a lot of stuff. Coach Stubbs is retiring. That's fake. Because yeah, this was the last year. This is a lie.
He's still here. I literally just saw him last period.
This is a lie. Okay.
Wait, was he retiring or was that supposed to be fake?
He was retiring.
He was going to?
Yeah, he was
going to. Do they have like a party or something?
No.
Haglund is retiring in 2 years.
Haglund?
Really? Yep. Okay, speaking of Haglund, I actually had him second period yesterday.
Haglund is so cool.
And
I wish I had him still. They kicked me out. Not because I'm dumb.
Oh, and speaking of which, I just remembered someone wanted me to give them a shout out. So shout out to CC Benz. Boom.
Shout out to Mr. Haglund.
There we go.
I love Mr. Haglund.
Mr. Haglund's funny. He gets the message across and he's good at teaching math.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He told me to put my jacket on. And then I put it on like 20 minutes later. And then he laughed at me. It was really funny.
A certain freshman.
That's the funniest thing ever.
It was so funny. I laughed. And then like a week later, he came up to me and he was glad that I put on my jacket.
Like, certain freshmen and Elpers may remember that Spirit Bowl for last year, the theme was Harry Potter. And there was a sound off by Patricia Salgado about last year's Spirit Bowl. And it says, it's better than it being weather. Can we go back to toes? And I'm not too excited about it that much. I love Harry Potter. I'm going to come to school all dressed up.
Come sit down.
And Toy Story would have been interesting. And I wish they did something else. Can't wait to see the decorations. And Pokemon would have been cool. Anyone who remembers last year, I think that's all of us, who has any thoughts on Spirit Bowl,
I can't remember
the theme
last
for last year.
Wait, what's the theme this year?
What are your thoughts?
What's the theme this year?
They announced it, I think, at the Winter Sports Assembly, like sometime after that, which is in like a couple weeks.
Special guest Tariq here. Last year's Spirit Bowl theme was awful. It was just a recycled and like attempt at a renewed theme. They literally just used the same Harry Potter themes, except they just gave it a mythical creature name instead.
Right. Trayton, hold on. Tark, before you go, could you please tell us about the Logan Paul KSI match, and did you get your money?
Okay, so I was watching the fight live.
Okay.
No, listen.
I was watching the fight.
And about like, so the rule for betting down is once you're halfway through the fight, right? Once half of the rounds are over, you're not allowed to change your bet. But here's the thing, after the first round, I did like a really big internal battle with myself, and I flipped a coin and it landed tails, which meant I'd switched to KSI.
And did
I switched
it work?
To KSI. I won 3.7K, so I'm pretty happy. That's all I have to say. Please introduce new themes because we need better themes for Spirit Bowl. Mm. I recommend fruity drinks. Or like sodas.
Sodas would be good.
Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh, both of those work. Meme, like regular meme edition, I think would be a really good one.
That would be good. If they implemented it right, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. They could. They have students that watch memes. Yeah, the freshman being Pepe. That works.
Seniors should be boomers.
Yeah, seniors are boomers.
That's a bad joke.
Works.
No, I don't want them to perfect. Think that. That's not true.
Question.
No,
you know what we if could the do? Seniors are the boomers, who are the millennials?
The millennials would be juniors and sophomores.
How would that work?
Freshmen.
I don't know. So it would be boomers as seniors, Gen X as juniors. It would be millennials as sophomores. It would be Gen Z as freshmen, and then...
Are Elpers just unborn children?
Yes. They don't deserve a place in this world yet. That has been Tariq. I'm signing out.
Thank you, Tariq.
All right, and I will now talk about the school news and the trends and memes all together.
Okay.
So, first off, school news. Well, we already mentioned swimming for sports. We already did the red and black. So I would say the main thing from school news is the food drive. I don't know if any of you have seen the posters for the food drive around the school, because it is, I think it's pretty cool. I think they've done a great job at getting the word out. And I'm pretty sure I'm remembering this correctly. November 16th to the 23rd, so it's going to be starting at the end of the week, and we'll be running for another week after that. And I'm sure it'll be on the announcements, but, you know, just bring in some cans, bring in some boxes, and hopefully you can get some spirit points for your class. You can get 1 point for a packet of oatmeal, a bag of ramen, a bag of chips, that is the 1 ounce potato chip size, for like the standard size of noodles. And you can also get 1 point for single serve items that are not eligible for resale. You can get 5 points for boxed items such as cereal, mac and cheese, tuna cans, jam, peanut butter, canned fruits, and small protein, along with vegetables. You can get 10 points for chili, big bags of cereal, jars of peanut butter, which is like glass jars, cans of soup, Chef Boyardee items, and you can get 15 points for each item you bring in if you bring in extra large jars of peanut butter, party-sized bags of chips, package boxes of multiple items, for example, that would be Costco, or really, really large items. Again, Costco. If you really wanted to go spend a fortune on Costco to win Spirit Bowl, I would say go for it, because if one grade was able to bring in, I mean, a couple thousand points, that's a lead right for them right there, and it would be pretty hard for anyone else to catch up. Does anyone else want to give their thoughts on the food drive and maybe an inspiration to go donate?
Donate food for the food drive to win Spirit Bowl.
All right, Harper, do you have any thoughts before we go? Because this is our last segment, and we're about to take off.
Nope.
It's too bad that Harper doesn't support the food drive.
I do. I support the food drive.
She just says no comment.
I support the food drive.
She said no comment. She said, no, I don't want to say anything.
Wow. Oh my God. I literally just said, nope, I don't know what you're saying.
Do you want to starve, Harper?
No.
Do you want everyone to starve? Harper.
No, I fully support the food drive.
You sure?
Yes.
Then you retract your previous statement.
She's just backtracking because she got bad media attention.
Okay, so what do you want to say to support the food drive?
Buy some food and then give it to the food drive.
There you go.
You know, even if it's just like a tiny little can of beans, just do it.
A can of beans. That's all it takes, guys, and that'll still net you 10 points.
So it's time to say goodbye. But before we have to go, let's give it one more try!
Carson!
Bye, guys.
Harper!
Bye.
And that beautiful son of a gun, Brogan!
Bye.